Okay.
Hey, yo, light up.
I'm verbally abusive, elusive, conclusive. Prodigy anomaly, I spew shit conducive to my career. I got the hustle and the muscle, but the problem here is you don't fuck with me. So I spend my life trying to think of a plan. These cats think I'm a fan for showing love. Nah, B, I'm the man. I keep my legs closed, checking my weapons so I don't get hoes. I don't bet those, don't even want them for head, no. Niggas tell me all the time I'm a loose cannon, so I smile like duck when I pop off. The shit that I say, I leave you with lockjaw. Shut the fucking fuck up talking like I'm gonna drop y'all. I'm spitting this hot sauce. You follow me. The prince is already loading them hollers. You talking about something lousy? The state of the game is all fucked up. I'll make a change. I'll bring feeling at ease and I'm nuts. I'm about to blow up. But Clothier, how the game sewn up? You like, so what? Well, I could just go nuts. And that comparison is so disparaging that I tear out my hair again because I feel like a fugitive. Harrison. So I just bought my time to make a great escape. Doc talking like, nigga, you need to shade away. Knock the fucking block off, I got bros, hot dog. Ain't the day when I shed pounds after I bake a cake. You screaming out, wait, but Jay, money's not important. You need to find love in the club, forget the paper chase. Whatever you say is a waste, niggas wanna party, it's hardly the case. Just stop being so ostentatious. Fuck if I was vulgar, fuck if I was obstinate. Fuck if I was talented, fuck as I was promised it. Now I see my shine fade, I used to be a hologram. My money's on my mind, so the cash is what I pretend to have then. They call me bitter, I don't give a damn. Skrilla used to spin around me like a ceiling fan. Wealth's still a plan, and this is something you don't understand. Like how I could just kill a man. Kickstarter got me feeling like I'm on top. Poppy got his swag dripping when he write his song. Rock as hard as my dick when my balls dropped. I'm probably the best since Biggie was small. Pop, now this song pop. Okay. And all y'all niggas got is the cat I am now. I'm out.
Interesting way for me to open a show, huh? Instead of a cold opening like usual, I actually have some sort of song to open this time. Yay. For those of you that are not knowing what this is, I hope you know what this is. This is the Rock Your World podcast hosted by me, the great DJSB. And of course, as all of you in the know, that DJSB stands for the chemical symbol for antimony. Yeah, because I'm just that cool. Anyway, let's get right into this. Hello, it's been a while. It's been, what, like, 2 weeks? Well, I was dead air. It's been a couple of weeks. I didn't do a show last week. One, because I was really sick. I'm still kind of recovering from a cold. And two, I was out of town. I was in Chicago for the great music festival known as Lollapalooza. Now, Lollapalooza is probably one of my favorite things to do in the entire world because it's just 3 days of great music, seeing all the artists you absolutely love in person, and on average, you see about maybe 30 or 40 bands. I think I saw like about 35 bands when I was there. Overall, it was a great experience, but I am sorry for having missed last week's show. I think I told everybody that, hey, I'm not doing a show this week. I'll do an extra good one this next week. So that's what I'm here to do. Anyway, let's see what's on the agenda. Okay. Actually have a couple of announcements. I'm looking at my little notes here. I don't know if you know or not, but every single week I take notes for the show, such as the artist who I'm going to be playing, a little bit of information about the songs, what the SB in my name is going to stand for this week, because it always has to stand for something different every single week. I don't know why I do that. I'm running out of ideas for the different SB. idea thing. I don't know. Anyway, there are a couple of things that I would like to announce. First off, this is going to be my last show done here in New Mexico for a while. As you all know, I do a show here. My show is done here on my laptop using a kind of bad microphone that's like built into my iPhone headphones. And of course I do it here with, of course, my dog in my home. But that's changing. Next week I am going to Tucson. Actually, no, I have one more show after this. Just remember that. I have one more show. This isn't the last show. But I do leave next Wednesday, I think. So I don't know how I'm going to get that show to you. I might do it, like, on Tuesday. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out something for next week. But I'm going to Arizona because that's where I go to college. I won't be stopping doing shows, of course. Every Wednesday I will always have a show for you, so you don't have to worry about not getting your fix of me and my amazing voice and the music of all the amazing artists that I have. What you will probably notice, though, is that I'll probably be getting a lot more artists coming out from the Arizona area instead of New Mexico, because that's where I'm going to be. But it shouldn't be too much to worry about. I don't know how many times I've said already. I'm trying to, like, go between my notes and actually trying to turn those into ideas, which I'm kind of bad at doing. So please ignore my unprofessionalness, if that's a word. Oh yeah, I'm really on top of it today. I just got back last night, so I'm still a little bit sleepy, and yeah, so, but that's nothing to worry about. Just what you need to worry about is that this week is going to be a very good show. And let's see, I have, besides the artist that opened for us, which was Infinite Styles, I have plenty of good music, and might as well talk about that the opening was Infinite Styles. He's doing a freestyle thing every Thursday, where he'll upload a video of him doing a freestyle. It's called, like, ITF or something like that. Let me pull my notes. Yeah, ITF. That was ITF number one. And hopefully we can get freestyles every single week if that's what you want to hear. If not, please tell me, because I take all sorts of input. I basically play what the fans want to hear. That's kind of my idea, is play what the fans want to hear and play the artists that need to get heard. That's the two kind of things I focus on. And of course, after last week's little fiasco, I'm sure that plenty of you will want to hear something good, because I will admit my show last week was very rushed, very bad. It was called an experiment because I was trying to experiment with how long my computer could hold on for. And I was actually in the process of driving to the Apple store to get my computer fixed while I was recording it, because I didn't know how long it was going to hold on for. And I actually uploaded it, submitted it, all of that in the Apple store while waiting to get my computer looked at. And fortunately, they were able to correct a couple things right there. So everything should be back to normal for the time being. It at least seems back to normal. So we'll see what happens. I really don't know what's going to happen in this computer, but Hopefully nothing bad. Anyway, let's hop right into the music, as I always do. Talk, music, blah, 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 blah. Back and forth like that for the entire episode. Excuse me, I'm still getting over my cold that I had last week, too, which was not great going to Chicago with a cold. So, let's do this. The first artist that we have this week is Weslandia. Now, when I met these guys originally, they made me sure to made sure for me to say their name correctly. It's not Westlandia, it's just Weslandia. And I had to kind of practice before recording tonight. Weslandia, not Westland. Yeah. That doesn't sound good. I need a cough button or something for this. Well, first I need a better microphone. That's first things what I need to do. Anyway, first artist this week is Weslandia. You can find them on the Facebook. If you know how to spell their name, that's spelled Weslandia. They have pretty good music. I really like their sound. And from the first impression I got from them when I first met them about a week or two ago is they're just a bunch of really good guys that really love spreading the word about their music, just spreading their message, and they just love making music, which is, that's a pretty good thing on the show is, if you spread a good message and if you just love what you do, then you definitely should be get your name out there, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So, here is Weslandia with their song Redeemed here on Rock Your World.
Thank you.
Okay, that definitely got me a little more pumped and a little more energized to be doing this show, because I know I started off with a little bit of a monotone, not really feeling the show quite yet, but that's about to change. I'm back into it, and hopefully I can go the entire show at awesome energy levels. Anyway, that was Weslandia. I dig their stuff. And I hope you do too. Like I said, they're a bunch of really good guys that just love what they do. Anyway, yeah, so let's keep going into this. I didn't really go too much about my other announcements that I wanted to make quite yet regarding the show. Besides the Arizona one, there are a bunch of announcements that I'd like to tell you, but only a couple that I want to reveal right now. The others are really big surprises that I have in stock for the show. I've talked to a few people about the surprising surprises and announcements already, but it's not going to come out until I feel like it. We'll put it at that. You'll find out when I want it to be out. I'm a pirate now. Let's do the rest of the show in a pirate's voice. How would you like that? I am Captain Nobeard of the SS RYW podcast boat. I don't know why I'm doing this right now, but let's stop with the pirate voice. I don't know where that came from at all, but maybe that could be my new identity. Captain No Beard of the SSRYW. Oh boy. This is why this show is sometimes insane. For those that actually listen to these segments in full instead of just listening to the music, they'll get to hear all of the interesting things that happen while I'm here. Anyways, let's keep going on with the podcast voice and the pirates. Pirate themes up next. That's enough of that for now. I'm starting to cough a little bit, so this is not going to end well for me. So let's continue on to this. The next one is a veteran of the show. I've played him a few times already. You know him as Davis Anson. A while back, I got all of his acoustic demos. That was almost probably a year and a half ago, probably, when I got all this stuff. And actually, sometime around this time, 2 years ago, is when I first met Davis. Most of the artists, we're all from New Mexico here. So I met Davis. He actually went to the University of Arizona for a year. Really nice guy, really great guy. I think I've talked about him on the show before. And I'm going to play him again on the show right now. And let's see, what do I have to pull up? Give me 1 second. It is going to be Lost in Confusion right now by Davis Anson right here on Rock Your World. Thank you. As always, another killer song by Davis. I'd love to hear more of his stuff on the show, but of course, there's only a few songs that I have by him off of his first demo. If he was to write and record some more acoustic stuff, I would definitely be able to play it. And I know that there are definitely people out there that love hearing him on the show. I know there's people that just love the show, or at least I think so. I wouldn't be getting views every week and listens every week if I wasn't good, I guess. Or I'm sure there's people out there that aren't good that get hits all the time. But I make it different. I'm unique, kind of. I don't know. I'm going into pirate voice. Oh god, that's hurting my voice. Sorry about that. This is like the Pirate's Booty Hour show, or something like that. I don't know. This is going to slowly turn into DJ No Beard the Pirate with the SSRYW. That's, oh god, that's, no, just no, let's not get to that point where I talk like a pirate for every episode. That we all know what it was like to have me talk as DJSB for a while. That that really did a number on my voice. And I can't even get into my DJSB voice anymore, which is kind of one of the reasons why I gave up on it. Anyway, let's continue on through this. And it's funny that my DJSB voice is different than what DJSB's voice actually is. Let's keep on going. Up next, I have a song that actually just got released this week, I believe. You're able to find this song on iTunes as long as you buy it. Just don't sample it over and over again. Make sure you buy it, because these guys need your support. As do all of the artists on the show. They need some sort of support. That's why I'm kind of doing this. I'm supporting these artists by getting their music out to the world. Anyway, this band also has been played on the show before. And that's kind of the trend with bands, I guess. I play them on the play multiple bands on the show all the time, and there's always going to be a bunch of veterans. And as of course, our number one veteran on the show, you know him as Closed Eye Visuals. I know him as David. He's actually not on the show this week, which is, I think that's like a first. Seeing as I was playing a track by him like every single week, which got a little ridiculous. These guys are veterans. You know them as Static Reply. And I actually talked with one of the guys featured in the song a while back about getting his band Asper Court onto the show, and I'm currently in the process of doing that, as well as getting plenty of other bands on the show that I think would really benefit from this. Anyway, let's get right into this. This is Static Reply with the song You, Me, and Everything featuring Kevin Herrig right here on Rock Your World.
screaming. So I keep on fighting, fighting.
Wow, what a great song. Anyway, if you liked it, you should definitely go get it on iTunes as soon as you can. I know. I love Static Reply. They're one of my favorite local bands, and I support everything they do, and because I think they make really great music. And yeah, just support them. They deserve it. If you didn't like their song, that's okay too. It's all about equality here. We all have different opinions. I'm not trying to force You to be you must like this. I don't believe in that. I believe you should listen to what you like. But simply what I do here is I try to expand your musical tastes without trying to force anything too deep down your throats. That just turned rather creepy. Anyway, let's keep going on. Let's go to the next song, which is by T. Bear. T. Bear had a song a few weeks ago. I can't remember how long ago. It could have been last week, it could have been the week before. I don't remember, really remember. I need to keep better track of these things. But T. Bear is back with their song Sunrise. Hope you enjoy it. It's a fairly long song, so just sit back, relax, and listen to T. Bear's Sunrise right here on Rock Your World. Thank you. Well, hopefully you're still there after that long song. I'm sure 8.5 minutes will make anyone want to kind of turn off the music, even if it's a good song. I know that was problems with Pink Floyd in the past, that their music was just a little too long for taste, and it really couldn't be played on the radio. So hopefully you did listen to the entire track and you're still listening to this. Because I'm one of the few that actually plays long songs like that, mainly because I don't have any rules or regulations that I have to follow when it comes to lengths of songs, because I do my own thing here. All of it is for the podcast. It's all done by me. I don't have, like, some syndicated radio show or anything where the longest song I can play is 4.5 minutes, 3.5 minutes. But at the same time, it's kind of only going out to a limited audience, which is why I highly recommend you share this podcast with everybody you know, because it's tough to do, like, actually make it as a podcast these days. You require a very specific audience. There's only a certain group of people that actually listen to podcasts. And even then, it's only for, like, the comedy podcasts. Or, there are some other, like, news podcasts, but for the majority of it, it's, like, there's Adam Carolla's podcast, there's The After Disaster, there's The Film Vault, there's the Jim and Eddie podcast, there's a bunch of comedy podcasts out there. And that's basically what they cater to. There's very few music podcasts, and maybe I'm the first to start doing this. That would be pretty amazing, but I think blog radio is slowly going to take my place. Well, in fact, blog radio is the number one, like, kind of version of what I have right now. And I've talked about blog radio, all the major blogs, my old Kentucky blog, Hipster Runoff, all of those. I'm trying to compete with those guys who, they already have access to high quality studios, high quality equipment, artists that have already pretty much established a few thousand fan base, that was, I don't know how to word it, that, and the artists have a label, they have professional recordings, they have all of that. What I have here is a bunch of local guys who we all support each other in the music scene. Some might have professional recordings, others might not, as you can have definitely heard. Almost every single artist I've talked to doesn't have any sort of label or management or any of that. I've only come across a few that actually have a label and that would need to talk to the label in order to figure out what to do from here. And I haven't actually heard back from those guys yet. I'd love to hear back from them, because I think having a band with some sort of label would definitely be a push in the right direction. Just get the names of some of these other bands out there and to those labels, and further the careers of these artists that are trying to make it. Anyway, let's kind of wrap this up. I only have one more song left, and then I'm done for this week. New show next week. I'll release it sometime on Wednesday. I'm going to be on the road, so it'll probably be in the early morning. If not, then it's going to be the late evening. Then the following week, I'll be back in school. Great. And there will definitely be a good podcast then. Of course, I always think I do good podcasts. That's just the way I think, though. But that's when I'm going to try to hopefully have some of my surprises ready to go, and we'll see what happens with that. I'd really, really appreciate it if those who do know about these little surprises just kind of keep quiet for the time being. I don't want the cat let out of the bag, per se, too soon. But I think they're going to be really big when it comes to this podcast. nothing like you've seen quite yet. Anyway, let's wrap this up. I think I just said that before, but this is wrapping it up for sure this time. Maybe when I get back to Arizona, I'll have enough money to get a professional grade microphone. Our pirate time. I don't know what happened with the pirate thing tonight. That was my raspy voice from, excuse me, from coughing constantly. Trying to just get through this. Hopefully by next week I'll be completely back to normal, where I'll have a lot more energy and I won't be coughing as much. And yeah. Let's wrap this up. We have one more artist left, and I really like this guy. I discovered him on kind of an exploratory trip, a scouting trip, to one of the local venues here in Albuquerque a couple weeks ago called the Gasworks. And, of course, my thing is, I always go out on these little scouting missions trying to find bands and artists to sign onto the show, and I found this guy and a couple other artists. I was actually going out there to see a band that one of my friends recommended, Poema. And I hadn't really listened to them before, and I wanted to check them out, so I did. I was impressed, and I'm trying to get them on the show. I'm trying to get all the bands that I really liked from that show onto the show. Kevin from Aspercourt was there too, and I'd love to get Aspercourt on the show, and I'm still trying to work on that. And on that night, I did get this guy onto the show. His name is Chad Barella. You can go check him out on the Facebook. Like all of these artists, you can check him out on Facebook. Some of these artists you can check out on iTunes too, including Infinite Styles and Static Reply. I don't know about any of the other artists. Those are the two I do know who are on iTunes. I'm sorry if you are on iTunes and I didn't give you an iTunes shout-out, but this is the best I can do to say that go and check to see if those artists are on iTunes anyway. They might be, and you can check them out there. Or you can check them out on their Facebook page, listen to their music there. And they'll probably have links to their YouTube, to their Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, all those pages. And you can definitely check out some of their jams, or you can re-listen to any one of these shows if you want, if you really want to spend that time to go through these shows and nitpick each song that you want to hear, which might be more trouble than it is anything else, but yeah, let's wrap up this show, you could say. I don't know if it's a show or podcast or what this really is. I'm still forming this thing, but hopefully by the time I'm back in college that this will be more established and I'll have a better sense of direction of where I'm going with this show. Anyway, let's wrap this up. This is Chad Barella with the songs. Not with songs, but with the song Wolves and Sheep. Here on Rock Your World, I just want to thank you for taking your time to listen to me. I know I'm not the most entertaining today. Unless you thought that pirate thing and my uncontrollable laughing because I thought it was the funniest thing ever. If you like that, then tell me. If you didn't like that, then also tell me. I form the show based on what kind of everyone likes. At the same time, I do try to add my own take on it, try to make it my own original thing. But I'm always open to suggestions. But I really appreciate all of you actually taking your time, going to my blog, checking out the music, checking out these artists. It really means a lot. It means a lot to me, means a lot to the artists. And artists, thank you for providing music. It's a really good thing. You're definitely trying to get your name out there, and you're definitely trying to increase your fan base, and I think this is one of the best ways you can do it. We have great fans on the show. We have great artists on the show. We're kind of like just one big family. That's all I can really describe is what the show is. It's kind of a family where all of these bands and artists are somehow connected, pretty much through I know them, I make connections. It's basically a way of expanding music knowledge, getting other bands known out there, all that fun stuff. I've been going for probably almost 10 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this up. Once again, thank you for listening, all that good stuff. Thanks for everything. Please check out the Facebook. I don't know why I'm calling it the Facebook. I'll be posting songs from time to time of music that I think is good that I haven't been able to get on the show quite yet. Hopefully I can do that, but here we go. To wrap up the show is Chad Barella with Wolves and Sheep. See you next week. Bye.
I've seen liars, and I've seen thieves. They've got the world's belongings back beyond their teeth. They stuff their pockets full, leave nothing left for dogs. You always get what's coming, living the life of an outlaw. The sun be on your guard, or stay out of the shadows. They creep in alleyways in the dark, where no one knows. The rebel man's a fool, he's on his way, he's coming. Hang on to what you have left, you better start running. Why are you living life a lie? Are you stuck in what's not true, telling others what to do? Oh, you a liar. Do you take joy and leave? Take advantage of the sheep left to linger in the streets. Are you a thief? Well, I've known wolves and I've known sheep. They appear no different. Which one are we? Let the jury decide, the filthy from clean, a villain or victim. Well, I guess we'll see. Well, keep your eyes wide open, there's never time to sleep. They're always on the prowl, seeking sheep deep. Keep your windows locked, because at night they roam, and they won't ever stop. The wolves are at your door. Are you living life in sin? Rather be first than last. Stare at the widow with a grin. Oh, where's your mask? Do you live within your means? Do you give to those in need? Show your faith with your good deeds. Are you a sheep?